Welcome to Mr. Predictor. We're switching our attentions from Test cricket to One Day International cricket, looking ahead to the five-match series between England and Australia, which gets underway this Sunday in Melbourne. The odds provided by Betway: Australia 2-1 on favourites, England 8-5 against. Al, it's quite interesting that both sides have decided to rest the bowler that took most wickets for them in the Ashes. No Mitchell Johnson and no Stuart Broad.
Yeah, I think they both deserve a bit of a rest. They've excelled during the Test series, and no surprises there.
So the MCG hosts the opening game, Australia 2-1 on, England 8-5. Of course, no Anderson, no Peterson for England. They're having a rest as well. Which way are you going?
Well, I'm going to go for an England win. I think they're going to bounce back. They've had a rough ride of it, and a few of the lads in the squad have been playing Big Bash cricket as well, and so they're acclimatised to Australia now. And I think they're going to surprise, and it's going to be an emphatic England win.
So Al's going for the England win there. I'm going to go for the form book, perhaps. I'm going to go for the Australia win, certainly in Melbourne. Now, what about the series? Australia got a pretty good record at home. They're 20-7 on to win the series. England, 21-10 against.
Well, I think both squads are going to be looking towards 12 months away, where we got the one-day World Cup. And it's not that far off. 12 months seems a long time, but it isn't. And both squads are going to be, really sort of looking towards that. So I think it's going to be a good tussle. But I think England are going to come out on top.
It's going to be quite interesting, because obviously Stuart Broad will be back for the third game. Mitchell Johnson will be back for the second. Australia may well introduce some further changes. So you're going to go for the upset England win. I'm going to stick with Australia to win, because I think you can make a strong case for saying they're a stronger one-day international unit than they are a Test unit. We saw how well they played in the Test. So for me, Australia to win the series. Now, what about the scoreline? We didn't talk an awful lot about 5-0 before the Test series, but once the Test series got underway, 5-0 was all the rage. If you want Australia 5-0 to do the double whitewash, if you like, 19-4 against. If you want England to do 5-0, it's 40-1. But which way do you think this series will go in terms of a scoreline?
Yeah, the Australian coach, Darren Lehman, has said that there's going to be a few changes, and he wants to look at his squad. And England don't have that luxury, being the touring side. So I think England are going to prey on that, really, and upset Australia. So I'm going for a 4-1 England win.
So England to win 4-1. Bold prediction. That's 9-1 against. I'm going to stick with Australia to win with the same scoreline themselves, 9-4, and really continue to beat England and go into the 2020 series looking for a hat-trick of series wins. So anyway, it promises to be a really interesting series. All sides now are really beginning the build-up to 2015 and the World Cup. And there's a possibility that Australia or England, if results go their way, could end this series as the number one ranked team in the world. So plenty to play for.